from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, November 29th. Coming up, there's been a lot of heated rhetoric and misinformation about the Safety Act, which eliminates cash bail in Illinois starting January 1st. We hear from a researcher about what it really does in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. It's unclear what, if any, changes will be made to Illinois' Safety Act before one of its major components takes effect. Alex Degman has that story.
Detractors have been calling for the law's outright repeal because cash bail is going away on January 1st. The Pretrial Fairness Act calls for cash bail to be replaced by a system allowing judges more discretion over who to detain pretrial. People accused of violent felonies like murder, kidnapping, or aggravated arson could not be released, but those charged with nonviolent offenses like possessing small amounts of drugs would likely be cited and given a court date. Supporters say the law won't be repealed, but tweaks to offer some clarification are likely. Negotiations continue behind closed doors, but lawmakers have only 3 scheduled session days left before the end of the calendar year. I'm Alex Degman.
The Illinois Department of Transportation has designated Interstate 74 as one of the state's alternative fuel corridors to help people traveling with electric vehicles. Elizabeth Irvin is IDOT's Deputy Director of Planning and Programming. She says many potential EV owners have what she calls range anxiety.
The state has a goal of getting 1 million EVs on the road by 2030. And so building out this network is a real key piece of enabling people to feel confident that they can travel and transition to an EV.
Irvin says charging stations along I-74 and other designated corridors will allow at least 4 electric vehicles to charge at once, and most of them to charge in less than 30 minutes. She says charging stations will also be no more than 50 miles apart and less than 1 mile off the highway. IDOT is hosting an online meeting with more information about the state's 5-year plan for electric vehicles today at 2 p.m. Danville High School was ready to open a family health clinic in its basement last spring, but that was delayed by nearly a year. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, the biggest challenge was staffing the clinic.
The clinic needed 1 nurse practitioner or physician's assistant. The first hire fell through. The second hire is confirmed. She just needs to complete a mandatory 3-month credentialing process. Brian Farrell directs school-based programs at the Southern Illinois Healthcare Foundation. The organization is running the Danville High School Clinic. He says Danville is more remote than other places his program serves.
The provider that we found, she's actually from Chicago. So she's going to be moving from Chicago down to Danville. And a lot of the providers are in the bigger city.
Farrell says plenty of people have applied for the other 2 roles at the clinic. Both are medical assistant positions. The clinic is scheduled to open in January. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
The Urbana City Council gave its final approval last night to an 8-month delay in the opening deadline for the Hotel Royer. Icon Hospitality now has until the end of next August to reopen the downtown hotel and restaurant under the Hilton Hotel Tapestry brand. The developer says they need the extra time due to supply chain delays affecting construction materials. The former Urbana Landmark Hotel closed in 2016. The city of Urbana is offering Icon Hospitality $5.5 million from future tax revenue to get it reopened if they meet the city's terms and deadlines. The Urbana City Council previously gave the developer an extension on the start of construction. That was delayed from 2020 to last year due to the pandemic. Still to come, the Safety Act will give judges more discretion about which people to keep in jail before their trials and eliminate cash bail in Illinois. We'll learn more from a Loyola University researcher coming up next on 217 Today.
I'm Gene Larson. I've been enjoying and supporting this station for almost 50 years, and I would love for you to join me. I, along with others, have created a challenge fund for Giving Tuesday. Your gift will be doubled to help keep this wonderful source of news and entertainment on the air. Please join me in maintaining the rich diversity Illinois public media brings into all of our lives.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Illinois is set to eliminate cash bail next year. That means judges will no longer be able to ask defendants to pay money to leave jail while they await trial. Instead, a judge will decide who stays behind bars based on their alleged offense and the risk they may flee or pose a danger. But some lawmakers are worried crime will spike with more people out of jail. They've said they like to see big changes to the law before it goes into effect January 1st. There's been lots of heated rhetoric and lots of misinformation. So Shannon Heffernan sat down with one researcher who's been trying to cut through that noise.
David Olson is a criminologist at Loyola University. He spent decades studying incarceration and crime, and he says the changes that are about to happen with the elimination of bail are some of the biggest he's ever seen. And he's been working hard to gather facts so the changes can be studied.
I mean, I think one of the things we're trying to provide, and hopefully we're doing a decent job of it, is providing some objective research and data into a room where that's lacking.
To figure out how the end of cash bail might impact Illinois, he's been studying what's happening right now.
All right. So one of the things we found is that the vast majority of people arrested spend some time in jail. It might be for a few hours. It might be for a few days. But then they post the bond that's required of them, or eventually they go before a judge and they're released on their own recognizance. I think just that point is important because the assumption that currently everyone charged with a crime is held in pretrial detention until their case is disposed is inaccurate. The vast majority of people who are awaiting disposition on felony crimes, which are crimes that are serious enough to result in a prison sentence, are not held in jail on any given day. They're not under any form of pretrial supervision. They're in the community. And so concerns that this law is going to result in a lot of people not being held in custody is somewhat misplaced because currently most people are not held in custody. Again, they spend a brief period of time in jail.
And those relatively short periods of time in jail, when people hear that, they may think, okay, that's not a big deal. Why might that actually be something that's damaging to someone's life?
I think for listeners, think about if you were told you can't do anything for 3 days. You can't go to work. You can't go to school. You can't take care of your children or pick up family members from doctor's visits or whatever other things you do in a course of 3 days. You can't do that anymore. You could recognize how that would have an adverse impact, not only on the individual who may lose their job because they didn't show up for a few days, but the people that rely on or count on that individual to provide assistance and support. So again, a lot of people discount and say, well, it's only a few days, but a few days can be enough to disrupt somebody's circumstances.
So Olson says those folks who are currently being released will now be released a few days earlier, alleviating disruptions to their lives, jobs, or school. And they and their family won't have to come up with cash to be released.
Kind of at the other end of the continuum, you have people charged with more serious crimes. Those under the new law that are classified as detainable under the dangerousness consideration. You have many of the individuals charged with those crimes that currently are able to post the money and are released after a relatively brief period of time. So what we may see is a change in who is in jail pretrial towards those that are charged with more serious crimes. And they'll also likely be held longer because now there is no mechanism to post money and be released. They have to stay in custody until either their case is disposed or the judge reconsiders the decision for detention.
Cash bail is set to end the new year, but lawmakers are currently debating possible changes before the law goes into effect. I'm Shannon Heffernan.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be partly cloudy and breezy today with a high of 60 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Michelle O'Neill, Emily Hayes, Jim Meadows, and Shannon Heffernan. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.